You can hope in one hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up faster. Hey, my friend, it's George Carroll, and I'm going to share with you my secret weapon as it relates to creating a phenomenal year in 2015. So, we're right upon the cusp of the end of 2014, and this is the point in time when people get super inspired, they get excited, they get motivated to go out and make those changes that they know that they want to make for the new year. They make those resolutions, right? They sign up for a gym membership, you know, they hire a coach, or they go to a seminar, or they do something different in hopes. And, you know, one of my mentors once told me, he said, you can hope in one hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up faster. And that's sort of my philosophy too. It's like, we can hope, and hope is valuable in certain contexts, but if we want to change something, we got to do more than hope. We got to organize our lives. We got to organize our internal worlds in a way that points us in the direction of what we want to create. Jim Rohn says that most people don't get what they want because they don't know what they want. And if you, as a creator of magnitude, don't know what you want, then how are you going to get there? And so what I want to show you today is my secret weapon. This is something that I use every single year for the last 5 years that has allowed me to take my life and my business to new levels and new levels and new levels. We become more so that we can give more, right? We become more so that we can contribute more to other people, to society. And I've really taken on that philosophy in life, and it's helped me continue to expand and grow and change and shift and give more, because the more of you that you have, the more of you have to give to the world and the people who look to you for inspiration and for that ignition of possibility. And so I want to share with you my secret weapon, because it's been kick-ass for me over the last 4 years and over the last 5 years now. And it started because I was at this point in time in my business where I just started my business within the first year, and I almost literally closed down everything and moved to Playa del Carmen to teach English as a second language. And it was because I felt like a failure. It was because I felt like I wasn't hitting my targets. It felt like I wasn't achieving and accomplishing the goals that I set out for myself. And so, you know, I felt so horrible about what I was doing that I just wanted to escape. But something inside of me said, keep going. And so I decided to keep going, and I took a really hard look inside, and what I discovered changed everything. That very next year, I took my business to six figures and beyond, and it helped me organize my internal world in a way that helped me fly toward my goals. I went from being a local trainer and speaker to being a national trainer and speaker in 2011, and ever since then, my life has continued to up-level and up-level and up-level, and, you know, it's definitely changed and shifted the way that it looks and the shapes that it looks. But it continues to expand and grow, and as a result of it, I have more to give, and that feels really good. What I'm going to show you comes from not only my own experiences, but also my studies in the world of neurolinguistic programming, or NLP. NLP is the study of the structure of the human experience, how we experience our internal world, our beliefs, our thought patterns, our emotional patterns, our behavioral patterns, and really allows us to explore a structured way to change our internal world to aim us toward getting the results that we want. And so I guess my preface I want to say here is, if you're achieving the results that you desire, if you're consistently achieving and hitting targets and achieving goals, keep doing what you're doing. I don't care what body of work it comes from. If what you're doing is working, keep doing it. But you really got to be honest with your life and say, you know, I'm not achieving the results that I desire. I'm falling short. I got to change something. I got to figure out what it is. And it all starts internally. We all know that. Your internal world will determine your behaviors and the results that you get. And so if you're not achieving the results that you want, or you're falling short, or you know that something can shift, maybe this is it for you. And I want to share it with you because it's my secret weapon. And it's something that I've been using for the last 4 years, 5 years now. And I can't wait to share it with you. And if you're going to be at my 3-day event in Denver called The Greatest Year of Your Life, January 15th through the 17th, we're going to take half of a whole day, and we're going to explore what I'm going to teach you here in a moment. But the first things first, you got to know what you want. You got to know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, how the hell are you going to get there? So you have to be willing to see it and imagine it and sense it and what, you know, get clear on what that looks like. And it was 2005. I remember I was depressed. I had just resigned from my job, but I had jumped into the world of personal development. And the second book that I read along the way was called Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. And that book taught me to visualize. That book taught me not only can you visualize to increase your own self-confidence, but you can visualize and start creating certain things that had never existed before. And so I began literally for 10 minutes a day going into the theater of my mind, and I would just imagine myself, and I had no idea how it was gonna happen, but I would just imagine myself in front of audiences of hundreds of people, you know, and I would just see it and I would feel it and I would get in my body. And if anything, it was just a nice escape from the depression that I was feeling at the time, because I had no clue what I wanted to do with my life. I felt lost. And that vision gave me new motivation, new inspiration to move forward in my life. And within the next 3.5 years, I had started my own speaking, training, and coaching business. My first live event had 4 people in it. And since then, it's grown to, you know, speaking in front of hundreds of people. And it continues to grow and expand. And there's no end to it. You know, eventually, I'll be speaking in front of tens of thousands of people. And it's just a matter of holding the vision and keeping the vision there. So what I'm going to share with you is a simple structure, and it's something that I do every single year, and hopefully you'll do it with me this year. And so stick with me in this video. I know it's one of the longer ones, but I think it'll add a lot of value to your life. And the thing that we got to remember is that our decisions and our choices, if we're not choosing them consciously, are driven by our values and our beliefs. And that's something that I recognized in 2010 when I almost moved to Playa del Carmen and taught English as a second language. Is I had to dig down deep inside, and I said, okay, what is it that's producing my results? Well, at the end of the day, it's our values and beliefs, right? It's what we hold to be important in our lives and what we believe about ourselves and what we believe about the world, because your values and beliefs will create your patterns of thinking. Your patterns of thinking will create your emotional patterns. Your emotional patterns will create the behavioral responses, and those behavioral responses will consistently produce specific results in your life. And so what I want to invite you to do, let's go down deep inside. Let's go deep and take a look at some of the values that you have in place that actually might be in conflict. And so first things first, you got to get clear on what you want. So what is it that you want to create for 2015? You know, what's that grand vision for your life, your business, your family, your relationships? What is that? What does it look like? And more importantly, what does it feel like in your body? Because we're walking energy beings. You know, we're walking energy beings emanating vibration everywhere that we go. And the reality that starts to accumulate around us, that starts to sort of piece itself together around us, is based on the consistent vibrational output that we have on a daily basis. And so in the mornings, you know, I have a 2-hour routine, sometimes longer, that gets me super connected with Source or the Creator or God or the universe, whatever you want to call it. And I get in tune with my desires. I get in tune with my desires by imagining and visualizing and being the energy of my future now. And so that's step number one, is we got to get clear on what we want to create. And then here's the key. These 6 lines right here are your targets for 2015. So take a moment right now, and if you're coming to my 3-day event, we're going to go through this process in depth. But take a minute right now and just start thinking and writing down, what are your top 5 targets? And I'll share what the red one is in a moment. But what are your top 5 targets for 2015? And number the 6th one, the red line, is what's the game-changing target? What's that sort of comfort zone destroyer that when you go after it, it will totally expand you? Because the thing that we have to remember is that it's not about getting the goal, right? Is Jim Rohn, I think, that said, it's not about the goal, it's who you become along the way. And we want to set big targets because it's going to force us to stretch and expand in ways that we didn't know was possible. And the more uncomfortable you're willing to make yourself, the greater expansion you're going to have in 2015 and beyond. So make these targets big. You can pause this video right now if you'd like, or you can just keep going and do this exercise later. But you want to end up with your top 5 targets for 2015. And what's a game-changing target? What's a target that is like a comfort zone destroyer? So, for example, last year I had 2 really big targets that I went after. I had 2 comfort zone destroyers. One of them was to write a book. I'd never written a book before. That was done. And then the second one was to get on TV. And I, at the beginning of the year, I had no idea how the heck I was going to get on TV. But my book ended up being a catalyst to help me get on TV. And so those were my 2 comfort zone destroyers. Those are my 2 big targets that I ended up hitting in 2015. And so you want to get clear on what those are and then what's your comfort zone destroyer. Next, and here's the key, so get in here with me, all right? So these blue lines signify your values. What that means is if we have values in place, like comfort is a value, for example, and all a value is something that we deem important, right? Something that we deem important to have or experience in our lives. And some of us value family, some of us value connection, some of us value adventure, some of us value freedom, some of us value joy. So in 2010, I had to take a deep look and say, okay, what values do I have in place that are still running the show that are actually preventing me from expanding and growing? And comfort and security were two values that I had to unhook, you know what I'm talking about. And I started to create values that would align me toward my vision. So these values are gonna be aligned toward your targets. So for example, let's say you know you have write a book up here and you wanna become a published author. What are some values that you'll have to have in place in order to really achieve that target, right? You can use your values to your advantage, but you gotta get aware of the values that you currently have and the values that are gonna move you forward, that are really gonna invite you to be a catalyst for you to achieve those goals. So if you write a book is one of your targets, what values might you have to take on? Will you have to take on creativity? Will you have to take on productivity as a value? You know, productivity and personal performance is a huge value of mine. I mean, if you look at my desk, there's nothing on my desk except for what I'm working on. And over the course of time, that's shifted into that because knowing how to manage four different parts of my business required me to become really good with managing my time and activities. And so if becoming a paid professional speaker is one of your targets, what are you gonna have to value, you know, in order to get there? Are you gonna have to value boldness? Are you gonna have to value courage? Are you gonna have to value determination? Are you gonna have to value relationships? You know, what is it that you're gonna have to value? So at the 3-day event, I'm gonna share with the audience the 16 values. I have 16 values in place that aim towards six targets, six really big targets that I'm moving toward. And this red one is a really big one. So one of the values that I've taken on is boldness. And that's not a value that I've taken on. Even though I'm pretty bold, I haven't taken on a level of boldness that I can. And so one of my values, one of my primary values this year in 2015 is gonna be boldness so that I can achieve these big targets that I'm setting up for myself. So essentially, my friend, this is the secret weapon that I use every single year for the last 5 years that has allowed me to continue to uplevel my life and my business. And it's simple and it's powerful. Just know that if you find yourself taking two steps forward and two steps back, it's probably because you have some sort of value conflict. And so we're gonna go in depth during the 3 days, but this will give you sort of a 30,000 foot overview of the template that I use. And once you get these values in place, the values that are in alignment with these targets and your grand vision, once these are in alignment with it, what you do is every single day you place those values in front of you, right? You have a list of your values and you see them and you feel them every day. We can't just like, this is not about, you know, set it and forget it. This is about set it and be intentional in your day. This is about set it and be conscious and totally present to your day. We can't expect to be unconscious in our lives and achieve the results that we want. We have to be willing to step into a greater level of presence, a greater level of consciousness, and a greater level of intention as it relates to achieving our goals. You can't just create a vision board and then put it in the closet and expect to achieve those visions. You'd be surprised at how many of those will come to fruition just by the process of creating a vision board. But if you really want to have those things, if you really want to step into the life of your dreams, you got to be intentional about it every single day. So that's why I wake up in the morning at 7 a.m. and I have a 2-hour, sometimes 2.5-hour morning ritual and routine of specific practices that I do that allow me to get in tuned vibrationally with the desires and my targets and my visions and my goals, which is why I continue to expand and step into them. And you have that capacity too. You have every bit of ability I do. And we all have access to the creative energy and the creative force that drives all creation. That's it, my friend. I hope that it helps. And take the time to do this exercise. And if you come to the 3-day event in Denver, we're gonna spend some time and we're gonna go deep. And by the time you leave that event, you're going to have your list of values. It might not be 16. I'm just kind of crazy. It might be 10. It might be 8. It might be 12. I don't know how many it's going to be, but we're going to find what values, what emotional seeds can we plant that are aimed toward the alignment of achieving your targets and your vision. So anyway, take good care, my friend. Use this time, right? Most people will go out into the world. Most people will go out into January 31st and they'll go celebrate and they'll go get blackout drunk, right? And that's sort of the bridge that they choose to step into the next year with. And recently, I've gotten super intentional with how I spend that time, because when we go from December 31st to January 1st, that's literally the bridge that takes us from this year's energy to next year's energy. And what you do in that time will make a difference. So take the time and create a ritual, create a routine, create a practice. Don't go get blackout drunk. Celebrate by getting clear, getting focused, and getting organized in your internal world in a way that allows you to be on fire the minute you step into January 1st, 2015. And so if you come to the event, I look forward to seeing you there. And if not, do this exercise anyway. It will rock your world. All right, my friend, take good care. Happy New Year. And let's make 2015 the greatest year of our lives.